Okay, so Eileen and Jim, I guess, do you guys have any real issues with Bluetooth before I get started on what I do with Bluetooth?
Well, I'm not sure that my issue is with Bluetooth as much as perhaps I have an M-Power running version 7.2, and it just seems that quite often I have to do the simple reset with the button, and almost invariably, after I've done a reset like that, I have to reconnect my Bluetooth. Not always, but it's something that happens frequently enough that I should just make it a habit to check every time I do a reset. So I think that is my primary frustration.
Yeah, I have the same situation. If I have to reset, of course, that was a problem I've been having. But I do copy it. It's a written format that Vendero has, and an audio. I create a quick reference, so if I don't want to go uphill and trying to remember, if you don't do it often, you forget how to pair it. I have a quick reference, so anytime I have to do a reset, and then I turn on the GPS and realize it's undetected, I know right away how it happened, and I just go to my quick reference and do it because, it sure helped me out a lot quicker.
Okay, let's address that in a couple minutes, but I know exactly what's going on here. But as far as the Bluetooth, when you get your device and you don't have the GPS receiver connected, paired, and active at all, the first thing you want to do is go to the options, the connectivity, the Bluetooth, and then search for devices. Okay? Now, the way that I've found this, and I don't know if it's really been proven or if it's scientific fact, but if you search for devices and your machine is already paired, so say you decide you are going to turn off Bluetooth, and then you turn it back on, and you do options, connectivity, Bluetooth, turn it on, search for devices again, the more times you do that, you're eventually going to confuse the system. So what I like to tell people to do is when it says search for devices, I always tell them to answer no. And if you need to search for devices because you've done a 4.5.6 reset or a JKL reset or a service reset, which clears out your Bluetooth, then the device will come back and say no Bluetooth device is found. At that point, you can safely do a search for Bluetooth devices.
Okay, you answered that one question right there, because when you do follow the instruction, then it tells you one thing, something else is coming up. And what you're saying is it already knows it's there. It make it easy to say no, because you do it so many times. Because I was trying to figure out what I'm doing wrong. It's not following the exact instruction that is laid out to pair it. Now you answered that question.
Yes, when you lose, or when you do a 4.5.6 or JKL or service reset, you lose your pairing, you lose your GPS, you lose everything. So you have to do a you that's when you would search for devices, or obviously if you're adding a new device, you would search for the device. But that we're basically just dealing with one Bluetooth receiver with one M-Power when you say no to search for devices, because it's already there, because you've done it, you searched for it once, you've paired it, you've activated it. Now, let's go to the question that Eileen had, and Jim, you had the same question or concern. When you do a reset on your Braille Note, just a simple button reset, you lose your activation. You don't lose your pairing, but you lose your activation. So what you need to do is, when you reset and it gets back to the main menu, just options, connectivity, Bluetooth, turn it on if it's not on, and then when it says search for devices, answer no. when you do that, you'll be presented with a list of Bluetooth devices. Now, these are the devices that the system already knows. So your, for example, your Holix receiver will be there. So you'll find that and press Enter, and it will say remove pairing or activate active sync. So you'll hit A for activate active sync, go back to the main menu, drop into GPS, and you should be good to go.
Exactly the way it goes. Now you clear that issue up. I think it should be written in the manual to clarify that area for those that, you know, we most of us usually wouldn't have to reset our voice node in power. I think it should be in there because you definitely made it more clear and understanding.
That's what I do. I just lost my train, just left the tracks here. Is there a better time to turn on the Bluetooth receiver? I usually turn it on even before I turn on my M-Power. Is it better to wait?
I always turn mine on before I turn the M-Power on, and actually, I hardly ever actually turn the Bluetooth off on the M-Power or PK, but that's just me. I just leave it on all the time. So when I turn my receiver on, and it takes about 20 seconds or so, maybe a little more, maybe a little less, for the two devices to actually find each other, and then you can do what you need to do.
Does it? Okay, that's what I have been doing. Does it complicate things? Right now, the only receiver I have activated is my Holix. Now, I also have the Garmin, which I haven't been using. If I decide to activate that as well, is that going to cause me more complications than it's worth?
That's a good question. Now, if you activate the Garmin, you're going to deactivate the Holix. So you would have to, if you wanted to use the Holix again, you'd have to go back in, options, connectivity, Bluetooth, the whole, you know, that whole routine, and then activate the Holix again. So you can actually have two receivers, or three or four, but only one device can be active at a time.
Okay, so obviously, just to make sure I understand, with, say, two receivers on, I would not have to do the search option at all. Just make sure I have the receiver activated that I'm planning to use.
The short answer is yes, but if you had not, say you've done a 4-5-6 reset, okay, and you've searched for devices, paired your Holix, and then a week later you decided you wanted to use your Garmin, then yes, you would have to search for devices again because the Garmin, the Braille note doesn't know the Garmin exists.
Right, I understand that.
Okay.
Another issue for me, now I don't know, probably this doesn't have anything directly to do with Bluetooth per se, but lately I've been using the Eloquence voice on my M-Power, and I've forgotten where we stand. Can that voice be used effectively with GPS?
Yes, it can.
Spoiled now. I like that voice.
Nothing wrong with that. Did you have a question about the Eloquence, or was it just that you wanted to know if it would work?
Right. That's all I wanted to know, because I thought it, for an earlier version, you couldn't use Eloquence.
Arlene, that was true in 7.0, I believe it was 7.0. And the Eloquence issues, as far as I'm aware, were all resolved in 7.2. So, to my knowledge, I haven't had a complaint at all about anything to do with GPS and Eloquence since 7.2 was released.
Thanks, Carl. That's good news. Let me throw out another scenario. And I think, Chris, I've mentioned this spot to you before. I'm walking, and there's one place, and this has happened almost consistently. There's no building there. So there should be no canyon effect, and yet I lose my I think it says GPS not detected. So what would be the logical steps for me to do to see if the what the problem is.
I think we can help you here. Most likely there's an overhang or something that's blocking that GPS satellite signals from at that location. You know, I know it's hard to find out, but I've run into it several times, and there's an obstruction above you somewhere, somehow. And as you progress past that obstruction, you should automatically pick it back up again. Does that occur?
You know, Carl, I don't know. I think I usually get so flustered that I'm not even sure. But, for example, what type of overhang, can you give me some examples of what the overhang could be?
Oh, it could be an aluminum awning above you. It could be a steel overhang, porch, concrete, anything that's going to block or absorb that GPS satellite signal. And it basically has nothing to do with Bluetooth. If we say, it's not the receiver not detected, I'll assume. It's just you have no satellites, am I correct?
I believe that's right. So actually, I've got to pay attention to what the, if it's a Bluetooth issue, it's going to say Bluetooth not detected. If it's a GPS issue, it's going to say GPS not detected, right?
Yeah, it'll say no fixed acquiring satellites.
But if you hit G and it says GPS not detected, So from what I heard, Elaine, you said that what was it? That you got Bluetooth or you got GPS not detected. When you get that means it's basically it's probably a Bluetooth issue and you have to repair with the device.
Or the last possibility, and it's April 1st now, a UFO, a big flying saucer above you.
The way my life has gone, especially this past week, I would not be surprised. I haven't walked this route for a few weeks, so I'm pretty sure it says GPS not detected, but don't hold me to anything.
I'll tell you what, the next time you are on that route and it's the message that comes up, hit your record button and record a memo and just repeat what the message was.
Great idea. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Hey, Robert, how are you? I haven't seen you on the list for quite some time. I hope everything's well with you.
I'm doing all right. Hello, everybody. Haven't been here for a while.
Are you the gentleman who once did a had an audio walking tour, I think, in your neighborhood in Texas someplace?
That would be me.
That was cool.
I had to retire my dog, and so I went out today with the GPS for a GPS walk with a cane. And boy, it's a different experience with a cane than it is with a dog.
Do you plan to get another dog?
I would imagine so. I'm having some back problems, and trying to get to the bottom of that before I make that final decision. But I've had three, so it's kind of hard to be without one, but I need to take care of my health first.
Robert, it's a guide dog. You don't ride a guide dog. Is that why you have a back problem?
It'd be the dog who was having back problems if I was doing that.
Well, you are correct. When you take your guide dog out and the cane separately, it is different using the GPS.
Well, the first thing, you have to switch everything around to a different side and operate the braille nut with the left hand using the cane as opposed to the right using the dog. And so that's the first thing to get used to.
Now, what I try to do is I just go ahead and use the cane on my left side and keep that going.
Can I get back to Bluetooth for a second?
Absolutely. That's what we're here for, Eileen.
Okay. Right now I'm using a cheapy earphone, you know, that I pulled off of something. How hard or effective does a Bluetooth connection work for earphones?
I can let me start here. The Bluetooth earpieces are, I think, an excellent tool. But keep in mind, you want to use a monoil earpiece or a single earpiece, definitely. And the selection of that earpiece, I think, is quite important, so it doesn't block a lot of ambient noise. Some of the, even the cell phone earpieces fit into the ear canal. I strongly discourage people from using that type of an earpiece. But there are several other manufacturers out there that still allow some ambient noise in, so you need to be careful of that. Now, there are several methods to connect audio out to Bluetooth, and what you have to do on a voice note is actually find a device or a transmitter that will transmit audio out from the audio jack of the Braille note device. And so you'll need to pick a transmitter, or they call it a Bluetooth dongle, that will connect to a monaural device or a cell phone type of earpiece, if you will. Do not get one that is a stereo device, because you're going to end up with using both an earpiece on both ears. So other than that complexity, I've found it very, very useful. And, you know, once you have that device paired with the dongle, I think it's a very, very good tool to use, particularly in noisy devices around public transportation. And I know Robert has had some experience in this area also. Welcome, any comments?
Well, I think that, interestingly enough, I for a couple reasons, went back to using just a pair of earbuds with a wire, and the wire definitely is an inconvenience. But I found that much easier and quicker to get going. I do have one of the little Bluetooth dongle transmitters that you're talking about that works fine with I have a Motorola it's like the 850, but it's not an 850. It's S700, Motorola HS700. Earpiece that works pretty well with it, although it does, after a few minutes of silence, it does kind of go to sleep, and when the Braille note speaks again, it has to wake up, and you might miss the first word sometimes of what it was saying, which was a little annoying to me. They may not all do that. It works fine. There's the issue of if you have to plug something else into the Braille notes earphone jack, the little dongle, sometimes that can sometimes you can damage the headphone jack because you've got an extra thing sticking out there that can be bumped. So I don't know. It's got its pros and cons.
That's very helpful. Thank you.
Carl and I just love to buy these things and see what will happen.
And I'm just the opposite. For me, it's definitely the KISS principle.
You know, the being able to connect audio to Bluetooth is something that I think we've all been asking for and wanting. But even the most recent device probably on the market is the VoiceSense. And they still, Windows CE, at the present time right now, still does not support the Bluetooth audio. So hopefully in the future we'll have more and more of this ability.
Yeah, if you could connect it without having to attach any dongle or anything, that would be ideal. Then you'd have the real advantage of Bluetooth without the disadvantages.
Absolutely, and I think it's a limitation of Windows CE right now that it's still not incorporated in any of the note takers that I'm aware of. Well, we're still on Bluetooth. I'd like to throw out one thing that I have found. And when you pair a device, okay, and it's active, you should be able to go down the list of devices, and it will tell you whether it's paired or paired and active. And, you know, those are two very important messages to listen to when you're going through that Bluetooth scenario. Now, I've found with even the 7.2 that we're still not getting a accurate message, particularly on the active. If you hear the message when you go to the device down the list and it's paired, you know that you don't have to pair it again. And so we'll leave that portion alone, but it's not telling you clearly that it's paired and active. Now, what I have done, every time I pair a new device or have to repair a device, right after the message when you get the pairing is that the device has been paired, and you enter the authorization code, it says device paired. If you do a normal reset right now, at that point, you'll have to go back into the Bluetooth connectivity issue, but you'll hear a little different message. It will now give you the message paired or paired and active. And you only have to do that process when you are pairing the device. And I don't know if anybody else is experiencing the same thing. I've got a PK and an Empower here, and they all act the same.
An odd thing also that I just thought of, using a PK, I've never seen it happen on an Empower, is that if you turn Bluetooth off, the PK has a really hard time of turning Bluetooth back on, and it'll say unable to start Bluetooth, unable to start Bluetooth, no matter how many times you try. I have noticed that when it says unable to start Bluetooth, if I, one, go back to the main menu with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 space, and then from that point do a actual reset, C3, C4 reset, then when the machine comes back up, the Bluetooth status will actually be turned on.
Chris, that's a very good point, and I've also found, and I think this is unique to the PK, when I can't get Bluetooth on and those two fail, the steps that Chris just mentioned, the C1, C4 reset normally picks everything back up again. One other issue that we're running across, not frequently, but it's probably an issue. When you're pairing a device, right, on the Empower, if you don't issue the pairing code of 4 zeros and hit the enter key, it will pair that device. If you do that on a PK, it will tell you that it's paired, but it really doesn't pair. So the word of caution is always, always issue the pairing codes when you're prompted for it. Just don't hit the enter key.
I had exactly the same experiences as you, Carl, and Chris with the PK. And it's funny, I started reporting this issue of the PK saying cannot start Bluetooth long before you guys were experiencing it. I don't know why it was going on like that, but I've always had that experience, and it seems like in recent times you guys have had it, so it's really kind of strange. What does it mean?
Well, the main problem is Keysoft is on top of Windows CE 4.2, and really, Windows CE 4.2 doesn't really support Bluetooth. It sort of supports it, and HumanWare had to get code from Microsoft in order to make it work, at least as well as it currently does. And really, Bluetooth support was really only on the Windows CE is for the Windows CE 5.0 and above, so Windows Mobile 5 and 6. Basically, that's the bottom line, is that Microsoft really didn't support Bluetooth completely in 4.2. It was haphazard and only supported one device that had issues pairing and activating devices and will occasionally lose its connection. This is all of the problems that we're experiencing, and it all stems from that Microsoft really didn't support it under the current version of the operating system that Keysoft is on top of. So I don't think we're going to see any major development on this until HumanWare goes to the next version of Win CE, and you know that's
so. Carl, you said that that Mobile 5 doesn't support the use of audio devices with Bluetooth. Code Factory must be doing some hacking, because they've got it. They've got audio, Bluetooth audio, working on some of their Mobile 5 devices that they support. Interestingly enough, not the one that I use. doesn't work, but that is interesting.
You know, don't quote me verbatim there. I happened to be at CSUN. I talked to GW Macro about the VoiceSense, if they supported Bluetooth audio, and they said no, and it is under a Windows CE 5 platform, the way I understood it. So I could be wrong, but even their newest devices do not support the Bluetooth audio. And it would be interesting of what Code Factory is doing. That's an interesting point, Robert.
Well, from what I hear so far, the VoiceSense does seem like a really neat little device, and that's really too bad if it doesn't. That it doesn't support Bluetooth audio.
I'm surprised you don't have one yet.
Give me a little time.
I was just going to say it's probably going to be there sooner or later. Right, Robert?
Yeah, I'm working with other things right now, but yeah, it'll probably happen. You know, I mean, it's spring.
Spring cleaning. There you go. Get rid of the old stuff.
You have to wait till they ship anyway. It sounds like there's a lot of problems in Bluetooth, but really when you understand, I think that the two major issues that we have is understanding that the area of pairing, and once a device is paired, you don't have to go through all of that nonsense the second time or the third or fourth or fifth time. Once you detect it's paired, and then it's the active bit that we're really, I think, is causing a lot of confusion. And the HumanWare intentionally made a decision to reset that active bit when they do a normal reset. And right or wrong, that's basically the way it works. And it was put in there because if people had multiple Bluetooth devices, when they do a reset, that they would probably want to go back and select the one that they wanted to use. But once that's understood and the area of waiting for a short period of time, once you start your devices, your receiver, and turn on your note taker, it does take a short period of time for those to get their handshaking completed. I'd say it's 30 seconds, something like that. So after these little issues that I found the Bluetooth connectivity to be very stable, and I know there are issues, but I know that Charles did a lot of the area in with the Holex when we implemented that to correct some problems, and I'm not aware of any type of problems like that going on in today's environment. So it seemed to be fairly stable once we learned the few workarounds we need to know. And anybody else that have comments on that, I'd appreciate that.
Well, only that I've had the same issue with my Empower that you mentioned about not always being clear. It doesn't clearly say what that it's activated and paired. Usually it's fine, though, when I start GPS, it usually is doing what it should do.
Well, I haven't used it as much lately, but have used mine for hours and hours and hours, as everybody has here, with absolutely no problem with the Bluetooth signal. There's no breakdown of it. I mean, it really works amazingly well when you think about that we're dealing with low power radio signals here, and there are a lot of things that can go wrong. I mean, I think a lot of that, you know, really hats off to you, Charles, for that. You're working with something that, as you said, that Microsoft doesn't really support in that version of the operating system. So, it's really hard to complain a whole lot.
Well, besides Bluetooth, does anybody have any questions or answers on the GPS system or anything that we can answer or find out an answer for you?
I don't at the moment. Thank you.
Well, it's good to hear that we don't need to do any more work on this system. Charles, you can take a month off now.
All right.
Well, Kurt did clear up a couple of things on pairing and why it's different, so that helped quite a bit.
Glad to know that.
Jim, I know you mentioned it should go on the user's guide. I think all of this connectivity issues is really a HumanWare actually does all of that, Keysoft itself. And I know that we can maybe help clarify it. I think we're probably a little reluctant to state how their product actually works. That may be part of the reason, I'm not sure. But I think let's take that under advisement and see if... I know I put out several notes on it throughout the last couple of years, but we'll take that in consideration too.
Well, it's always important, and I appreciate that, because when we're trying to follow instruction, and then I go back and say, what did I do wrong? And then I'll get my wife and say, okay, it said this. I've done this. And, you know, I try to do everything myself. And then lo and behold, oh, no, it's something changed in there. And what Chris brought up about you, once you pair it, that's it. You know, okay, yeah, you lose it, but you don't have to follow this step that way. Now you just hit the end, and bingo, you're there. So... But when you read the instruction, I mean, that, you know, for those of us who try to follow the instruction as they are written or in a audio format, it's two different things.
Sometimes life experience is a little bit different than actual instructions too, Jim, and figuring some of the stuff out, it's not in the manual.
Oh, you got that right. It's sometimes challenging. And I've always find, okay, if I'm doing something, set it aside, and I guarantee you I come back in 10 minutes, I'm going to do something a little different, and I'm successful. Whatever I did, I got it.
That's the real value of this chat situation, is that people can really learn from other people's experience.
And it's not even like a tech support type of thing. I mean, we're all equal here, and... You know, we learn from Eileen's experiences. Eileen learns from ours, and Robert learns from ours, and we learn from Robert's, you know, which is cool.
Well, the most important thing is we're using the product, and we have different experience, so we can share that. And yeah, we may all have it the same way or experience a little different, but we still have the same problem.
Exactly.
Robert, I think you missed out on our buy a feature process, and we would have liked to have you join that group. And I know you would have enjoyed it too.
Yeah, I did miss that. I saw a little bit about it on the list, but unfortunately, I've been kind of tied up with other things. Sounds like it was fun, though.
Oh yeah, it was a blast, and yeah, you being one of our great beta testers there, it was definitely a hole in our group with you not being there. But I do hope that you're going to be part of the beta team once we get into 4.0 betas.
Yeah, I'd really like to. I appreciate that opportunity. And sorry wasn't there. It's very kind of you to say that, but I would like to participate in that. And we finally talked to you also, Charles, about some other stuff too, but that can be another time, another place.
No worries.
So has anybody noticed when you go into the chat, you go to the chat, the archive section that's up there now?
Yeah, I noticed that. I haven't really tried to access it, but I was impressed with that.
Yeah, I noticed it, and it is very helpful when, even if you have a problem and you go back, hey, I know we talk about it, or I know they talk about it, you can go back and actually listen to it. It's very good.
Well, this one will be up sometime in the next couple of days, so this one will be added to that archive.
And again, I'd like to just throw out what I gained in the last week or so, that there were some issues in the Empower and the SD card support, and we were having some issues with the 2-gigabyte card, and it was really kind of data sensitive, but I've just been made aware this last week that there are some new drivers out for the SD card, and the problems that I was experiencing, and also Gil, the new drivers have resolved that problem. So I'd strongly advise, if you're using the SD cards on the Empower, I would suggest you go ahead and download and install those new drivers.